The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we're going to review everything we did last time because we had low numbers last time. Or should I say low number, singular? Okay, so last time we defined Ruchilus, Lashon Hara, and Motzi Shem Ra. So the Lashon Hara was easy. That is degrading speech, even if it's true. Motzi Shem Ra is also easy. That's degrading speech that's false. Ruchilus was the difficult one. So we had two ways to translate Rachel. Don't go, lo say like Rachel b'mecha. One is as a gossip monger, where Rachel comes from Rochel, meaning merchant. The other one was Rashi saying that Rachel comes from Ragel, which means spy. Okay. And Rashi held that merchant, that Rachel comes from Ragil, because the merchant goes around like spying out. The Rambam does use Meragel. Yeah. So we saw the Rambam who says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he gives two interpretations. Lotehe Rach Devarim Lezeh V'Kasha Lezeh, and Lotehe Kerochel Matin Devarim V'Holech. So we didn't know what he meant. Don't be soft with words to this person and harsh to that person. So I found an answer. Oh, and also we noticed that that doesn't show up anywhere else in the Rambam. Right. So what does that even mean? So I found an answer, which is in the Torah Tmima. Okay. He brings down the Gemara in Ksubos, Mem Vav Amar Av, Lo Selech Rachel, Hare Zo Azhara LeBeistin, Shelo Yehe Rach LeZeh V'Kash LeZeh. So first of all, this is an Azhara to Beistin. Okay. Not like the Rambam, not you, like you would get from the Rambam, that it's about, you know, you being harsh with this one and soft to that one. But now the question is like, what does that have to do with anything? So the Torah Tmima explains in this footnote, Darish al derech remez v'darash rachil milashon rach. So it's a drush that is from the lashon of rach. V'darish kein mishum desamich lemitzvas mishpat dayana b'hishtavus habal edin k'mosh kasav lemala. So it's a drasha on the smichus, because the pasuk right before this says lo sasu avo b'mishpat, don't do iniquity in judgment, lo tisa p'nei dal, don't show favoritism to the poor, velo sehadar p'nei gadol, and don't honor the prominent, v'tzedek tishpot amisecha. So those are all about that the dayanim should treat the bali din equally, and then lo selech rachil b'mecha, don't go as a rachil, so don't go as a soft talker to Beis Din saying like, you know, don't like run up to the guy afterwards and like say, oh, I didn't really want to vote against you, or, you know. So really, it turns out that that has nothing to do with our Isser. Okay. And that's why it doesn't show up in the halachas of Lashon Hara. And this follows what the Yad Pshuta said, which is that in the Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam is talking about how the Torah Shebaal Peh treats the Torah Shebichtav and how Chazal talk about it. So even though he doesn't paskin like this, you know, here, so that we don't, so functionally speaking, we can ignore that. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what we did do is we tried to figure out, well, what's with the Lashon of Meragel? He uses that. And he says, it's Gorm Lahagun Fashos Rabos Misrael. And he says, go learn from Dog Hadomi. But then his example was, Zeh Shetomin Devarim Beholek Mizeh Lezeh, V'omer Kach V'kach Amar Ploni V'kach V'kach Shemati Alav, Afo Pisha Omer Emes Harzeh Markov Yisolam. So our question was, what, just because I say so-and-so said something, then I'm destroying the world and it's Usher and I can't quote anybody anymore? So then we learned the story of Doeg HaDomi, and we saw that, yeah, Doeg's statements resulted in deaths, but the real Rechilus of Doeg was the fact that he omitted crucial details and imposed a narrative on the facts that completely incriminated Ahimelech and all the Kohanim, when really that wasn't the case. So Doeg said, where was it? Doeg said, just scroll past it. Yeah. I saw the son of Yishai come to Nov to Ahimelech, the son of Ahituv, and he inquired of Hashem through the Urim Bitumen and provisions he gave him and a sword of Goliath the Plishti he gave him. So we saw, I paraphrased, I think in Raman Bakius, but in my Friday Shiur for the women, I showed how, like, and we did this, how, like, he changed the order of what David did. He made it seem like David went to Ahimelech's house personally. And he emphasized Ben Achituv because that was a loyal family. And he made it seem like David was asking Ahimelech to consult the Urim Bitumim to find out how to escape Shaul. And then he equipped him with food and gave him the sword of Goliath. But in reality, the big detail that he omitted was that David told Ahimelech, I am on a secret mission from the king. And I need this because of that mission. So Ahimelech thought that he was serving the king, and that David was a loyal servant of the king. And he gave him the food before David asked this question, and he gave him a sword, not the sword of Goliath. And David wasn't going to Ahimelech's house; he was going to the Beis Hashem. So that we said is really the essence of the Rechilus here, is that every statement of this is factually true, but it is presented in a manner and without context that leads to distortion. So based on this, here's how I want to define Rechilus. And I didn't say this last time because it wasn't clear then. And I actually reformulated it on the way over. Let's see if I can get it clear. Hold on just a second here. So final tentative definition, okay, of Rechilus, which is, it's like when I don't do this, but Johnny, you know, when he's writing, there's like, you know, final draft number 17, real version, you know, like that kind of like, you know, thing. So the final tentative definition of Rechilus, I would say, is selectively reporting on about other people in a manner prone to harm. Okay. And what I mean by that is it's selective reporting, okay, which is taking certain details and not others, or crafting a narrative in how you do it. And it's about other people. It's not selective reporting. I don't think you can do Rechilus about like Roman history. Like if I just like tell you part of Roman, like, I don't know, like, or like biology, like, I think it's you have to be being Meragel. Hold on just a second. It has to be in a manner prone to harm. And by prone to harm, I mean that either you're being careless with how it's being presented, or you're deliberately doing it knowing that it's the context is going to lead to harm. For example, Doeg knew that his report is going to be taken as incriminating to Ahimelech, and he didn't stop it. Like, and he did the killing himself, you know, so he clearly had this agenda. But the reason why I'm saying prone to is because you can't just say selective reporting about people in a manner that leads to harm, because anything can lead to harm. You have to define the isser in some way where like you're engaging in a type of speech that is prone to this. You know, if someone like, you know, doesn't understand English well and like mistakes your word and it gets distorted and leads to harm, that's not your fault, you know? Yeah, what were you going to say?
Anything that borrow it from modern day, like, it's fake news.
Fake news. Yeah. Right. Spreading fake news. Right. Yeah. Right. The only reason I wouldn't want to define it that way.
Usually that term today means that the news media will craft a narrative.
Correct. Right. 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 Yeah. You don't mean it's false, like made up. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Fake news is a good analogy nowadays. Yeah. Okay. So that I think that's I'm comfortable with that understanding of Rechilus. And I do think that when he says it's Gorim Laharog Nefashos Rabos Mi'Israel, he's not just giving like a, where is the Rambam? He's not just giving a, actually I'm going to switch to the Al Torah. He's not just giving like a far-fetched example. No, like you can really like ruin lives through omitting crucial context, you know, in this kind of thing, you know? Yeah. Okay. So now transitioning to Lashon Hara, I wanted to show you something in the Pirshah Mishnayos that Yad Pshuta conveniently quotes here. So in the Pirshah, Rambam wrote the Pirshah Mishnayos before he wrote everything else. So this is really the Rambam's first description of Lashon Hara. Okay. So he says, V'kimashi yizkiru Lashon Hara b'chelek ha'dibur ha'asar. I think this is in the 116. So I think that might be the Lomotazi Tov Laguf Elashtika, maybe. So he says, Harini Mavaro, the Azkirbo Miktas Tavira Chachamim, the Shibne Adam Bazet, Ivaron Atsum. So people are in a tremendous state of blindness about this. Vuha Avira Hachamura Bioser, She Adam Nichel Bo Tamid. This is the most severe sin that a person constantly stumbles in. Bifrat Bamesha Amru Chachamim, especially what Chachamim said in Baba Basra, Kufsamak Dalam Beis, Sha'avak Lashon Hara, Ain Adam Nitzel Mimena B'chol Yom. No one is saved from the dust of Lashon Hara every day, which I'll define what that is in a second. If only that were true about Lashon Hara itself, meaning we stumble in Lashon Hara every day. Halavai was just avak Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara who, now here's this definition, who sipur migraos b'nei adam umumehem v'hashpalas adam Yisrael be'eze ofen shi'yem in ha'hashpala. So it is telling of the imperfections of people and their blemishes and the lowering of a Jew in any manner of lowering. Okay. V'afilu haya shafel, even if he is lowly, k'mosh amar, As he said, Lafisha in Lashon Hara she shakir aha adam viyaches lo mash lo asa. Lashon Hara is not lying about a person and ascribing to him that which he did not do. Kizev motishem ra al chavero. That's called slander or libel, right? That I was which one's which. That's called one of them is I think slibel. That's called slander. That's when you make stuff up. Libel I don't remember. I gotta look it up. Libel. Libel is, a false statement. And slander is just a negative statement, I think. Nope. Okay, fine. It could be both. Okay, fine. So I don't know which one's which.
Slibel.
Slibel, yeah. Okay, so then he says, Ella Lashon Hara hu ginui ha'adam, is degrading a person, v'afilu b'masav sh'asa osan b'vadai, even regarding things that he definitely did. The guy who says it sins, and the guy who listens to it sins. Amru, they said, Shlosha Lashon Hara Horeges. Lashon Hara kills three. Ha'omro v'hashomo v'hashomron alav. The one who says it, the one who hears it, and the one who it said about. V'amru ha'makavlo yosemi ha'omro. And it says the one who believes it more than the one who says it. V'avak Lashon Hara, here's now Avak Lashon Hara, which we didn't read in the Mishnah Torah yet. What is the dust of Lashon Hara? Hu harimuz b'mume ha'adam mibli la'amram b'feirush. This is alluding to people's blemishes without saying it explicitly. Amar Shlomo b'misha marames. Shlomo says about someone who is alluding to this, v'heyos hamarames maresh eino yodea ma shehivinu midvarav, and the alluder is indicating that he doesn't know what people are inferring from his words. V'shehulon niskaven l'kach, and saying that, and he doesn't intend this. He's intending for something else. Amar, he says, k'mislach leha yore zikim chetim v'maves, kain ish rima eschavet re'ehu v'amar halo masachekani. This is like a guy who wearies himself out firing firebrand, arrows, and death. So is a person who deceives his friend and says, I was just joking. So in the modern thing, it'd be like a guy shooting a gun at a person and saying, oh, I'm just kidding, you know? Upam, I never had to read that. Shavach, shibich, shavach. Echad ha-chachamim, kasav shel sofer misuyam. So there's one time where a chacham praised the scribalness. Bad with words today. The handwriting of a sofer, of a specific sofer. There's got to be a word for that. What do you call it? What do you call handwriting? Penmanship. Calligraphy. Yeah, the calligraphy of a specific sofer. Sheheru lo b'misiba gdola, that he showed him at a huge party. Umacha harav b'zeh, and the rav objected to this. Sheshabach ksav oso a sofer. He objected to the guy who praised the writing of the sofer. V'amar, he said to him, lo kalach mi lashon hara, stop your lashon hara. Rotalomar, by praising him publicly, you're causing him degradation. There are people who love him and people who hate him. And then the guy who hates him, when he hears his praise, is going to say his degradation. So I always mention this whenever I go over this halacha. People take this too far because there's always someone in high school, when I'm teaching this in high school, who says, like, I heard it's Lashon Hara to say anything good about anybody. And that's just not true. It's saying, the Rambam codifies it in the Mishnah Torah, saying it's saying good stuff about someone in front of their enemies or in a place where they're likely to have enemies, you know? And the reason why it's Lashon Hara is because you are, like, triggering the enemies, prompting the enemies to respond with degradation. But saying good stuff is not Lashon Hara, you know, stam. V'zohar chaka gadola mi lashon hara. This is a huge harchaka from lashon hara, which is interesting because he doesn't use that lashon in the Mishnah Torah. That he doesn't characterize as a harchaka. Lashon haMishnah lo nech. Yeah.
It's lashon hara problem that we said, or that Yisrael was saying it. And let's say I know there is enemies there, but they're also not from our Israel.
Right. It's a good question. You mean is it connected davka to the avon, like the avera of lashon hara?
Yeah.
Or just the fact that it's going to cause the bad statements to be made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, I would think that since this does have to do with a concern for the well-being of the person who it's said about, then you should also be, it might also be about question or if you're causing even non-Jews to say it. There's also a question of like, how far are you going to go with this? Like, you know, Like anytime, I was just talking with someone yesterday about different forms of social media, and he said, you know, anytime you say anything about Israel on certain social media platforms, you're going to get all this anti-Jewish hate, you know?
No.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not, yeah, probably all of them, you know? So like, that doesn't mean that you can't speak about Israel on social media platforms. So the question is though, like, how much do you have to really like, you know, care about this with things like that? No, but well, okay. First of all, we're going to see it does. Okay. But no, but like, let's say like you, I don't know, let's say you post something about a public Jewish figure, you know, and then some anti-Semite comes on and like says bad stuff.
Well, I think we don't care if they're non-Jewish.
Well, that's what Yosef was asking about. If we care if they're non-Jewish, you know.
Well, we don't care about saying about the heart of a non-Jew.
Right. But this is where you're causing Lashon Hara to be said about a Jew. So, yeah. So, but then, but regarding Eretz Yisrael, we'll finish this and we'll stop for today. He says, V'lashon HaMishnah, and I was asking last time, does the Rambam quote this? And he did not quote it in the Mishnah Torah. He alludes to it, but here he says, Lo Necham Gazar Din Ala Vasinu B'Midbar Ala Lashon Hara, that the verdict was only sealed on our fathers in the Midbar because of Lashon Hara. Kolomar, Inyan HaMeraglim, the Meraglim, Sh'amar Behem V'yotziu Dibas Aretz. It says that they slandered the land. V'amru aleihem hashalom, and Chazal say, Uma elu shehotziu shem ra al ha'etzim ve'al ha'avanim bilvad, nischaivu min ha'onesh mash nischaivu. If by slandering sticks and stones, funny that you use that term in a sticks or stones context. Yeah, it did. Or at least caused the bones not to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. It made them liable for the onus that they were liable. Hamadaber b'gnus chaver achas kamav kama. So koshkein if you speak degradingly about another person. V'loshen ha'tosefta al shloshet dvarim nifraim hada min ha'olam hazeh v'in lochei l'olam ba v'odazar gilu v'raz v'shvichus damim v'loshen ha'kenega gulam. That is in the Mishnah Torah. We'll have to work on that tomorrow. V'amru b'tamud ne'emra v'odazara milas gadol v'hu amru ana chata ha'am hazeh chata agadola. Says by the Egel, this people has sinned a great sin. V'nemar gam ba'avam gilu v'raz milas gadol v'hu amru v'ich eseh ha'ra'a ha'gadol ha'zos. It says also gadol by Gilei Ras. That's by Kayan. My sin is too great to bear. V'nemar b'lashon hara milas gadolos. Wrote to Lomar shu k'neged shloshtan hu amro lashon mediberes gadolos. It says in chapter 12, a tongue that speaks great things. V'dibru ba'avon hazeh ha'arur harbe me'od me'od. It's they spoke about this cursed sin a lot. V'talchis mash amru kol misaper b'lashon hara kofer be'ikar. They said anyone who speaks lashon hara is kofer be'ikar. Shnemar asher amru l'lashonim na'abir sefasene itanu mi'adon lanu. He quotes that in the Mishnah Torah also, that they who say with our tongues we will prevail, our lips are with us, who is Lord over us. And Ram says he went on at length to get people to stop speaking this way. So what I want to do tomorrow is go into just the memros that that the Rambam brings, which are the Lashon Hara equating to Vodazar Gilu Rav Shvichos Damim, Kofer Be'ikar, and then killing three people. I want to understand those.
Okay.
Yeah, that last one's weird. Yeah, and the Makabalo Yosemin Amro. Okay, let's stop here for today. See ya.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.